Here's what 1% less murder money buys you. The 1% Treaty Fund gets $27.2 billion to subsidize hyper-efficient, pragmatic clinical trials. The world saves $114 billion not spent rebuilding hospitals, treating shrapnel wounds, and housing refugees. Your lifetime tab? $113,551 per person over 80 years for wars in countries you can't find on a map. How 1% less violence pays for everything. An analysis of your decentralized DFDA shows pragmatic clinical trials can be 44.1 times more efficient. So the question isn't whether you can afford this, it's where to steal the money. Two ways you profit from building 1% fewer bombs. The captured money, $27.2 billion per year. Your government spend $2.72 trillion yearly on things whose sole purpose is making other things stop existing. Redirect 1%. $2.72 trillion times 0.01 equals $27.2 billion. That funds the whole system. 1%. The rounding error on your murder budget. The bonus savings, $114 billion per year. That's the money you grab. Here's the money you stop lighting on fire. Wars cost $11.4 trillion per year. Build 1% fewer bombs, fight 1% fewer wars, save $114 billion. $11.4 trillion times 0.01 equals $114 billion. Money no longer spent on unblowing up hospitals and bridges, removing shrapnel from people you put shrapnel into, housing refugees, people whose homes were converted into craters, trade disruptions, it turns out shipping containers don't fit through minefields. Where the $114 billion comes from? Here's your itemized receipt for violence. Direct costs, $7.66 trillion per year. That's the military budgets, $2.72 trillion. The infrastructure you blow up and then pay to rebuild, $1.88 trillion. The humans you break, $2.45 trillion. And the trade routes you keep putting mines in, $616 billion. Cut 1% and you save $76.6 billion. Indirect costs, $3.7 trillion per year. This is the part your accountants pretend doesn't exist. Lost economic growth from pointing engineers at missiles instead of medicine, $2.72 trillion. Veteran healthcare, because the humans you send to war come back needing hospitals, $200 billion. Refugees, PTSD, environmental damage, lost human capital. All the costs that don't show up on the bomb receipt, but show up everywhere else. Cut 1% and you save $37 billion. Total, $11.4 trillion per year on war. 1% less war saves $114 billion. You capture $27.2 billion for pragmatic clinical trials. You save $114 billion on not breaking stuff. On your planet, this is called a good deal. On mine, it's called so obvious that failing to do it constitutes evidence of a cognitive disability. Plus, cancer gets cured as a bonus. Almost forgot about that part. The benefits cascade beyond medicine in ways that should be obvious, but apparently aren't. Addiction is a neurological disorder. Cure the brain chemistry, and the drug trade collapses. Most poverty is catastrophic medical costs. Cure the diseases, and people can work again. Radicalization is often untreated mental illness. You can't bomb someone into being mentally stable. You tried this, it didn't work, cost $8 trillion, created more radicals. Fix the biology and you fix the society. This is not a new insight. It's just one your species keeps forgetting because explosions are louder than pharmacology. The two numbers. The captured dividend, the money you definitely get, $2.72 trillion in military spending times 1% equals $27.2 billion per year. That's a bank transfer. It happens because the treaty says it happens. No behavior change required. The societal dividend, the money you save by being slightly less insane, $11.4 trillion in total war costs times 1% equals $114 billion per year. That one depends on whether 1% fewer bombs actually means 1% fewer wars, which brings us to the only interesting question in this chapter. the elasticity question. The elasticity parameter, E equals 1.0, asks the only interesting question here. If you cut military spending 1%, do war costs actually drop 1% too? Or do humans, being humans, find a way to keep killing each other at full price? In the scenario where E equals 0.25, humans are barely trainable and only a quarter of cuts reduce violence. In the scenario where E equals 0.5, humans are somewhat rational, which is historically optimistic. When E equals 1.0, there's a full match, which is the baseline assumption and probably generous given your track record. When E is greater than 1.0, curing cancer together is better bonding than threatening each other with missiles, a scenario that is suspiciously wholesome. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Even with the most pessimistic assumption, E equals 0.25, the captured dividend of $27.2 trillion is guaranteed. That money moves regardless of whether you manage to be less violent. It's a bank transfer, not a prayer. The part where the math gets embarrassing. 1. Guaranteed money, $27.2 billion annually. Direct budget transfer. If the treaty passes, this happens. No elasticity, no assumptions, no hoping humans behave. Just math. 2. Best case. Total societal benefit reaches $114 billion annually. The range is lied because, again, your species. 3. Worst case. Even pessimistic scenarios stay above roughly $50 billion annually. Your worst case is still the largest increase in medical research funding in human history. 4. Context. The captured dividend alone would boost global medical research funding by approximately 40% over the current $67.5 billion baseline. You've been spending more on camouflage paint than on curing Alzheimer's. What you're assuming and where it gets shaky. The GDP multiplier. Spend a dollar on weapons, get 60 cents of economic value. Spend a dollar on healthcare, get $4.30 back. Your species chose weapons every time for centuries. I've watched you do this for 4,297 years, and it has never once gotten less baffling. The lost economic growth component, $2.72 trillion, already captures this difference. It's not double counted, just consistently ignored. The elasticity assumption. The treaty requires multilateral cuts, so relative military balance is preserved. If your neighbor also cuts 1%, neither of you is weaker. You're just both slightly less armed, which historically has never been the problem. The societal dividend assumes 1% less spending means 1% less war cost. Reality is messier. Some costs lag by years. Some wars are fueled by boredom rather than budgets. And military spending may occasionally deter a war, though it starts far more than it prevents, which is a bit like crediting your arsonist neighbor for occasionally calling the fire department. How good are the sources? I'm being honest about confidence levels, which is more than your defense contractors do. For military spending, the source is the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, which is peer-reviewed and confidence is high. For infrastructure damage, the source is the Brown and Watson costs of war, and confidence is medium. For trade disruption, the source is the World Bank, and confidence is medium. For lost economic growth, the source is SIPRI estimates, and confidence is medium-low. For psychological impact, the source is a PubMed meta-analysis, and confidence is medium. For lost human capital, the source is author estimates, and confidence is low. The safe bet. The societal dividend is a ceiling, not a forecast. The confidence intervals are wide because your species is unpredictable, mostly in bad ways. For policy decisions, use the captured dividend, $27.2 billion, as the reliable number. That's money directly moved to medical research. No assumptions about whether humans will fight less. No faith required. Just a bank transfer from the explosion account to the medicine account. The societal dividend is the upside if you manage to behave yourselves. I'm not holding my breath. I don't have lungs, but the expression stands.